Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious pleasure, sensuous stories, and some particularly filthy fun this evening. Now, if you haven't already, why not? Go ahead and subscribe. You don't want to be missing any of these stories, honestly. God. And you know, as you enjoy tonight's story, you can enjoy even deeper pleasure by visiting me at wilddesires.com and downloading your own free, full-length experiential erotic audio. Now, just a reminder, I know you don't need to know, but this show is best enjoyed laying on your bed. So just lay back on your bed, put your earbuds in. This is your time to relax, to enjoy deep and sensual pleasure. So when you're ready, take a nice deep breath and just let go of all the stress of the day. Close your eyes. That's it. And just relax and let my voice wash over you. The afternoon sun warms Vicky's face. Its soft glow seduces her to relax a little more. The morning had gone well enough, but it culminated in a conversation with her housemates about sex. One of those conversations, which always made her feel really uncomfortable and stressed. It wasn't she didn't have a sex life. It was just it was centered around her fingers or vibrator collection, which was now growing daily. And her housemates were, well, so active and not shy in howling their delights of pleasure. But Vicky had particular needs, very definite desires, lusts that she had suspected when she was younger, but ignored them. Suppressed her needs, pretended that vanilla sex was good enough. In the past 12 months since starting her house share and hearing their activities, they had come into full focus. The need that had been a distant ache burns like a wildfire now within her. No longer was it a want. It was a need, pure and simple. Nothing else could satisfy her. The path through the park lazily meanders through the shrubs and flowers. The gentle buzzing of the bees on the blooms. The colours of the butterflies flitting from flower to flower. And the gentle breeze. The sounds of children somewhere off in the distance playing. All this should have been so relaxing. She should have been able to sit on a bench and just soak up the atmosphere, enjoy the sun and the tranquility of the afternoon. And maybe a few weeks ago, she would have, but not today. Today she was determined and focused, fueled by salacious need. Today she knew where she needed to go, or at least she had a damn good idea. Today she could resist the need no longer. The shrubs pulled at her wraparound skirt as she moves off the beaten path, leaving the normal area of the public behind her. leaving behind the distant sounds of children and family playing, of dogs barking, leaving the afternoon sun to force a path into the dark woods, the sounds of civilized society becoming a distant backdrop to her lustful intent. The broad leaves on the shrubs still dripped with the last raindrops from an earlier shower, hidden away under the canopy, away from the heat of the sun. The cool water on the leaves caressed through her thin shirt, teasing at her skin, exciting the flames of her passion still higher, when a wayward twig brushed across her erect nipple forcefully. She could not resist the moan that threatened in her throat. Goosebumps electrified her skin, forcing the ache between her thighs to grow. It was almost as if the undergrowth in the woods was trying to seduce her. As her skirt was brushed aside by the damp leaves, caressing her thighs with long, wicked lashes of their rough texture, her thighs tensing at their touch, her pussy clenching in anticipation of the caress going higher, the leaves of twigs confusing her lust-fueled desire. If she had stopped and enjoyed the sensations, she knew she could surrender to a fantasy of a passionate lover, spanking her thighs and caressing them with long, salacious moves of his tongue. If she had stopped, she could have pleasured herself here in the dark haven of the trees. But she knew that would only be a temporary relief, a fleeting satisfaction, and then the vice-like grip of this lust would embrace her once again. She needed to know how real it was. Was it just a fantasy that would lose its shine once she had experienced it? Or was it something more powerful than anything she had experienced before? She needed to know, one way or the other, this was going to happen today. As she forces her way through the thick shrubbery, the leaves pulling at her skirt, pushing the folds apart, a thick twig drags along her panties, pushing at the throbbing sensation pulsing in her lips. A thick leaf traces a wickedly cold path along the soft lace material, its cold moisture only fueling the burning in her pussy even more. Its painfully slow movement sending trembles through her whole body. Her white cotton shirt seemed like a good idea while getting dressed. What could be better on a warm, sunny afternoon? But now, pushing through the damp foliage, Vicky was all too aware of how the wet, soft material clung to her, teasing her body, as if a lover had been kissing her over every inch of her naked flesh, arousing her. The further she walked into the woods, the more aroused she became. Anticipation burns through her, the memory of last week and the week before, at this very time fueling the ache burning between her thighs. Finally, she breaks through some shrubbery to a grassy, secluded area. The canopy of trees opens above to expose her to the glare of the afternoon sun. Taking a seat on the large rock protruding from the grass, Vicky edges the hem of her skirt up her thighs. The warm sun caressing her soft skin, tormenting her that little bit more. She gasps as a cool breeze caresses the damp material of her panties, now fully exposed to the air, closing her eyes to enjoy the pleasure of a salacious moan that drips from her lips. Soft voices whispering and the rustling of shrubs a little way off break a spell. Automatically, her hand moves between her thighs, caressing her wet passion through the soft lace of her panties. Just slowly, her fingers slide up and down her lips, communicating. communicating to them her anticipation of the next moment. A recently discovered desire to watch a couple in their most intimate moments, to indulge her fantasy about joining them, man and woman, enjoying the delights of her body. Without delay, her thighs tremble with desire, with need, squeezing them tight around her hand to try and control the passion growing in her body. As a couple break through the undergrowth into a grassy area, Vicky shifts on her stone to ensure her secret view through the window in the bushes. Confident that she was hidden enough not to be discovered, she settles for her afternoon of voyeuristic pleasure. The woman dances across the grass, turning gracefully on her toes as she pulls the man into the open glade. Giggling coyly, she looks up at him through her hair in a manner that Vicky can only describe as seductive. Her tan legs glisten with the moisture from the journey through the woods, somehow sparkling in the afternoon sun. Vicky is suddenly aware of her own tongue, tracing a desirous path over her lips as her eyes drift up and down the woman's legs, forcibly stopping at the hem of her short summer skirt, just long enough to cover her panties, but short enough to expose the soft curves of her legs. The woman smiles again as she pulls her man toward her, his arms grasping around her body, pulling her hard against him. For a moment, they stare into each other's eyes. Not a word, not a sound passes between them. Oblivious to the world, they are lost in some silent conversation. His hands move up her back, pulling her hard against him, his head dipping, embracing her lips with a passionate and deep kiss. As Vicky watches, his hands move across the back of her neck. Her fingers begin moving faster along her panties, mirroring the rhythm in perfect motion. His hands move over the woman's breasts, massaging them firmly, mimicking him to perfection. Vicky's hands grasp at her breasts, pinching her erect nipples through her shirt. Involuntarily, she gasps as she watches his hand firmly move between her thighs. Vicky's own fingers slide along the side of her panties, pushing the lace aside as she plunges deeply inside herself, her pussy sucking along the length of her fingers, her juices dripping across her hand, down her thighs. Watching the motion of his arms, Vicky thrusts into her sex in perfect time with his hand, imagining his fingers inside of her, massaging every inch of her pussy, her core clutching with need, sucking at his fingers as they slide in and out of her pussy, stretching her lips, teasing at her clit. The woman moans loudly as she fumbles with his belt. Hurriedly and clumsily, her fingers unleash his waistband, allowing his pants to drop to the ground, exposing his beautiful erection to the afternoon sun. Pulling back from their kiss, the woman watches his expression intensely as her hands grasp around his hard cock, rubbing up and down it slowly, teasing its very end, forcing a growl from his lips. Vicky's fingers tease around her aching clit, flicking it firmly with her thumbnail before tracing a slow line around it, forcing her body to convulse with need, before plunging her fingers deep and hard back into her wanton pussy, massaging at her front wall, forcing tremors up and down her body. Her toes grasp at the inside of her shoes as she feels that familiar sensation moving up her legs. The lady drops to her knees, flicking her hair to one side. Her tongue quickly finds its shaft, teasing up and down its length. Vicky moans to herself echoing his desire as a woman's lips slip over the head of his throbbing cock. "Fuck her, please," Vicky whispers to herself wantonly, holding her body on the edge of an intense orgasm. Watching the woman's head move up and down his shaft, his body trembling with desire, his growls of passion becoming louder and louder, Vicky bites her own lip, stifling a loud moan as she watches every second of the show in front of her. Obviously sensing he is near coming, the woman stands and turns, leaning against a tree stump. She bends, inviting him to enter her, guiding him inside. As his hands grasp at her hips, the woman's hand lingers between her thighs. Vicky imagines her rubbing her own clit as her fingers search out that point of pleasure in her panties. Vicky's fingers move over her clit. Her body trembles as her orgasm moves through her thighs, her body tensing in anticipation of the satisfaction yet to come. As his head rocks back and he releases a loud growl, Vicky's body explodes in a delicious orgasm, her legs twisting around each other as the orgasm moves through her body, her back arcing. She rocks backwards and falls off the rock, banging her head against an unseen stone in the grass, crying in pain before the world goes dark. As her eyes blink open, the blurred veil of unconsciousness slipping from her vision, two shapes moving around her. Through the blur of her senses, she can hear muffled voices. "Honey, she's moving." Opening her eyes fully, a woman called Penny has stood over her, one foot either side of Vicky's head. Like a waking dream, Vicky's eyes are drawn up her thighs to the white, salacious cream and dripping down her leg. Automatically, Vicky moans in desire as her eyes settle on the woman's wet panties. Even in the shadow of her skirt, they glisten with beautiful pleasure. Without thinking, Vicky's hand moves down towards her own thighs, but finding her path blocked by a man sat across her, his pants still unbuckled. Somehow, Vicky's hands land on his semi-erect cock, grasping it without thinking, feeling its throbbing heat in her hand. Vicky begins massaging it firmly. "Please," she whispers, her other hand moving up Penny's legs. No longer satisfied with just watching, desire burns through her body. "I want to taste you," she moans with urgent passion. Penny smiles as she lifts up her skirt, kneeling over Vicky's wanton lips. As she moves the soft material of her panties to one side, exposing her naked pussy and that perfectly pink triangle of salacious pleasure. Penny lets out a loud moan as Vicky's tongue flicks hungrily across it, sucking the cum from between her lips, her tongue exploring every beautiful inch. Sensing the man's cock growing in her hands, she stops tasting Penny for a moment and whispers, "Fuck me, please." Without waiting, he shifts his weight further down her body, pushing her legs apart and moving her panties to one side before thrusting deep and hard into her pussy. His thumb rubbing her clit as he thrusts mercilessly into Vicky, stretching her lips around the girth of his hard cock. Her body tenses in desire. She hungrily eats at Penny's clit, tasting the man all over the lips of her pussy, savoring it as her tongue explores deeper and deeper, flicking, tasting, exploring, grasping at the grass. Vicky can feel her orgasm rising again, wrapping her legs around the man, pulling him onto her, forcing him to thrust deeper, harder, as he pinches her clit gently. Her pussy clutches at him. The ache inside Vicky's core becomes a swirling, an intense burning spreading over her body. Penny's hands move over her breasts, pinching her burning nipples as she rides her face, grasping at her breasts as her thighs tense around Vicky's head. Vicky can sense Penny's orgasm rising through her body, fueling her to eat hungrily at Penny's pussy, wanting to taste it as Vicky's body tenses with the burning pleasure moving through her. Her pussy stretching across the man's girth as he growls loudly, his thumb vicious on Vicky's clit as her orgasm expands over her body, her back arcing with need for satisfaction, his fingers grasped tightly on her thighs as he explodes inside of her, triggering her own explosion of pleasure as Vicky comes along the length of his cock, clutching at it as he continues to thrust in and out of her throbbing pussy, sucking Penny's clit between her teeth. Penny bucks in passion and erupts in orgasm, Vicky's tongue tasting every drop of pleasure, diving deep into her trembling pussy, exploring hungrily, her body quivering with every flick of her tongue. "You two look beautiful," the man says between gasps of satisfaction. "My name's Ian, by the way." I'm Vicky," she whispers, trying to catch her breath. Penny slides next to her, her body still trembling with pleasure. Idly, she teases a finger around Vicky's nipple, watching the shudder of satisfaction move over her face. As Vicky giggles, Penny whispers, "We saw you watching us last week, and the week before. That's why we kept coming back. It was such a turn on having you watch us, to see you touching yourself, Vicky." Ian slides on the other side of Vicky, putting his arms around her, pulling them both closer together. Their bodies trembling, in perfect symphony. "Same time next week, is it?" he whispers playfully. Vicky smiles and nods, before closing her eyes and relaxing into the afterglow, moving between their bodies. And as her eyes blink open, the pain in her head nothing more than a dull ache, she is alone on the grass, her legs still on the rock, her body feeling so confused but so satisfied. As she pauses for a moment and deciding to lay here for a little longer, alone, but purely satisfied, and enjoy the caress of the afternoon sun over her trembling body. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little story, and you are now suitably ready for bed. Now, next week I have managed to secure an excerpt reading that is super hot. Really, you don't want to miss that one. Really, seriously, you know. As always, it's been a lot of fun joining you in bed. Until next week, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.